In September 53, I was then a Raytheon vice president at the time. I presented a package of CK-722 transistors to the president of Radio Shack Corporation, shown in the photo. This represents the first distributor shipment of any commercial transistors in the United States. Leading up to this event, I had been directly responsible for the development of the CK-718, 722, and 722 series of junction transistors at Raytheon. Starting as an engineer with Raytheon in 35, I was instrumental in establishing many of the technologies that came to be associated with the CK-722. For example, as a senior manager, I led the development of tiny sub-inch vacuum tubes, which found widespread application in hearing aids and established Raytheon as the major supplier of these tubes to hearing aid manufacturers throughout the world. This developed a huge ready-made potential market in the early 50s for the new transistor technology. We moved quickly to capture this market for Raytheon by sending samples of early CK-718 transistors to all the hearing aid manufacturers in late 1952 to support a quick transition to this new technology. Expanding on the existing germanium diode manufacturing capabilities at Raytheon, we established a high-volume transistor production line which could manufacture the CK series of transistors by the end of 52. This substantial output wasn't matched by any other transistor manufacturer for over 2 years. Finally, producing bucketfuls of CK-type transistors, which weren't quite good enough for the high-performance hearing aid market, but were ideally suited for hobbyist experimenters, we worked with the editors of popular electronic magazines to develop a flood of CK-722 build-it-yourself construction articles that created an instant hobbyist market. Without this remarkable effort, there would not have been a CK-722. Now, why did we go with Radio Shack? We had two reasons for going with Radio Shack. They catered to hams and hobbyists and engineers, technicians, experimenters, and beginners. So they were the ideal distributor to work with. They also went into new products very quickly. They had their eye on the future of the electronic industry and they wanted to pick up new ideas as fast as we developed them. The second is they were a very good Raytheon customer for receiving tubes and low-power transmitting tubes for the previous 15 years. So we had very good relations with them. And that's why we went with Radio Shack.